Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's program, we hear about the exploits of Cavalier SC at the recently concluded Gothia Cup Youth Football Tournament held in Sweden. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. It's no secret that the success of Jamaica's football program is dependent on the ability of local clubs to develop and nurture the country's young talent. With that in mind, one club has been making a conscious effort to develop its youth players, and so far with remarkable results. That club is none other than Kingston-based Cavalier SC.
Cavalier has really embarked on a program to become the best youth organization in Jamaica and the Caribbean, and also CONCACAF. That is our main aim eventually.
Technical director for Cavalier SC, Rudolph Speed. He says the club has invested heavily in its youth development programs over the past few years, particularly in ensuring that players are exposed to high-level international competition. A key part of this process has been sending youth teams to participate in overseas tournaments. In 2016, the decision to field a team for an international tournament in the Cayman Islands yielded better than expected results.
2 years ago, in 2016, we entered an international tournament in Cayman Island. We played against the likes of DC United, IMG from USA, and in the final, we played against Tottenham Hotspur of England, who we defeated 2-0 in the final to become the Cayman Airways International Champion.
Based on Cavalier's performance in that tournament, the club was invited to participate in this year's staging of the Gothia World Youth Cup Tournament, considered the World Cup of Youth Club Football. The tournament ran from July 15 to 21. Cavalier was in fact the first Caribbean team to be invited to the Gothia Tipselit Trophy Under 17 division of the tournament.
The Gothia Cup is the biggest youth club football tournament in the world. 1,750 teams participate, and the matches are played on 110 football fields. Cavalier was invited to play in this tournament, and we were placed in the Elite Under 17 tournament, which consists of 12 Swedish Premier League teams and 12 teams from the rest of the world, including teams from Brazil, teams from Africa, teams from UK, teams from France, Macedonia, etc.
Speed says his team not only rose to the occasion during the tournament, but also staked a strong claim for the growth and development of Jamaican football.
We started slowly. We lost the first game, but then after that we came on strongly. We won. We didn't lose again until we reached the finals, which we lost 2-0 to Tikateka Academy from Nigeria. We were a hit because of how we played and the games that we won. Kaim Paris and Jamal Topi was two of the better players in the competition, maybe two of the best three players based on reports coming out. We want people in Sweden and surrounding areas to be able to trust Jamaican players that they can do the business if they employ them professionally.
Despite all the positives participation in the tournament earned for Cavalier SC, Speed's special effort was made to reinforce the club's Jamaican roots to other clubs and stakeholders.
One of our aims was to try and normalize Jamaican players in Europe, because we did discard our normal colors, black and white, and we played in the Jamaican colors because we wanted to play up the Jamaican angle.
It wasn't just the players who took several positives from the experience. Speed says the coaching staff also benefited.
From a coaching staff point of view, we get a lot of experience that we can use now. So it has been good all around, a bit expensive, but I think in the end, it will work out for us. I think when we go back the next time, people will now have an idea of what we stand for, and they'll probably want to be more associated with us. And teams and scouts will have some understanding that we are a real football nation and we can play, and they should probably take a chance with us.
Technical director for Cavalier SC, Rudolph Speed. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.